this hour is sponsored by thesecretpowder.com. Want to be smarter, happier, and more focused? You need the secret powder. Got ADHD, Alzheimer's, or anxiety? Learn its secrets at thesecretpowder.com and free your mind's potential today.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're in overdrive talking to Greg in California, veteran. Saw a lot. That's why vets are the easiest to wake up, because they know we're not making stuff up. They've already been into one level of the secrecy or even deeper. But finishing, he started with a key term. He goes, I don't think we need this type of espionage against our own people. See, we're so tribal. He's a smart guy. And I'm this way, too. I keep saying, we shouldn't be doing this in Ukraine. Or we shouldn't be spying on our own people with these government systems and the smart meters and the rest of it. The globalists have had a technocratic coup, in their own words, over the infrastructure. That's why they want centralization that even bypasses government. And they use perception management, where the Border Patrol told us 4 months ago, we've been ordered to stand down. No one would confirm it or make a big deal out of it. I finally said, let's go to the border and show this. Because a whistleblower calls and said, I'm with ICE. They bring them in on buses. We're forced to load them and take them and dump them off. It became national news. All because we were here, which scares me, because I'm ragtag, folks. I can't even respond to 10% of what's coming in. I mean, the stuff that's coming in is just crazy, but it shows what you could do out there. Mainline talk show hosts, get a camera, get a crew, put videos on YouTube, part of your radio show. Be the media. It's a vacuum. But call her. This is a short segment, long segment coming up with Catherine here with us in the studio. But Greg, other points or any comments you got off what he said, Catherine?
Yes, there's something else I wanted to say, too. My wife went to a clinic to get her checkup, and she's Russian. And she heard in Russian they were asking, these are doctors at the counter or the clerks, asking if they own weapons. And that, to me, shouldn't even be going on either. And I've witnessed it. My wife told me about this. So people going to clinics, being asked these questions about whether they own guns, is unconstitutional. And I've witnessed it myself.
Oh, it's in Obamacare. It's in Obamacare. It's this is it, folks. They are, look, this is it. They're dropping the hammer. Catherine, you agree with that statement?
Yeah, and when you mention Obamacare, I just have to point out that I'm one of the people who completely lost my health coverage. I am no longer able to receive the treatment that I received for the breast cancer that I'm going to be in treatment for the rest of my life. I literally had it taken away from me by Obamacare. In the state of New Hampshire, now I'm not allowed to leave the state. They turned our state into the reservation, basically. I can't even go over the border into Massachusetts where I was treated. So Obamacare, nightmare, top to bottom. And I think they give us an extension, but as that runs out at the end of the year, I think you're going to see a huge amount of backlash, as all of the people who had their care taken away from them are going to be starting to.
But by then, the World War III would have started. Mm-hmm. And the collapsed border. See, that's why they keep pushing it off, because they know everybody's going to get mad.
Well, it's you push off the resistance so that you can get it in place, and then it becomes entrenched. And then when the resistance comes up, there's really nothing you can do about it. So I think that's why on Obamacare, they've just given us these extensions. But the idea of asking people if they have firearms, it's not really unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional for the government to tell doctors to do that and report back. But here's the thing. What you choose to voluntarily...
It's your compliance.
...or a company or...
To the police or to the doctors, these authority figures.
Yeah.
When a cop asks me at a checkpoint to search my car, I say, are you looking for somebody? Do I match the description? They go, hey, buddy. I go, hey, I care about you and your family. You know this is a bunch of bull. Now, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You want to get a dog in here and make a big issue out of this? You know the government ships the narcotics in. And the cop always goes, just get out of here. Or they say, no, I know you're right. You can go. So they're just following orders. They're having their own future destroyed, Catherine.
Yeah, no, I think it...
Start saying no. A doctor asked me that. I'm just like, none of your business, bro.
So we need to learn how to say no to data requests. Somebody asks for your age of birth, your date of birth.
Oh, yeah.
Never say no. I just say no, thank you.
Oh, they do it everywhere. It's incredible. And they also like you to beep at the gate to act like you're bad. Like, I was at this place the other day buying stuff, and I said, I want you to scan all this so it doesn't beep. And when it beeped, and they ran up to me, I said, this is it. Get your manager. I made a huge scene. I said, this is social engineering. You don't even know it. More calls coming up.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you look at the crazed people running the State Department who've been caught running false flags, you name it, they're in control of DARPA, they're in control of Google, Microsoft, it's all a combine. And they believe they're invincible, ladies and gentlemen, but they're not if we just admit that they have bad will towards us. And people within their own system, you don't have to do a bunch of heroic stuff. It's just decisions you make every day. Where you spend your money, where you go, what you do, what you leak will bring them down in the end. Because they're just people like us. Only our goodwill and our naivete has allowed it to go this far. Let's race through your calls now. Catherine Albright is our guest here. Catherine Albright. I'm always saying names wrong on air.
Well, don't connect me with Madeline Albright.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay,
I know.
Albright.
I know. Albright. I know. I can hardly say my own name right. Hey, when you've been on air already 3+ hours, I just get punch drunk.
Well, I love the overdrive because I think like the true Alex really comes out by now.
The true Alex. Next caller. Paul in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, folks. You're talking about something, but you can stop this stuff right now with the income tax. It's a fraud. It's under the UCC, and you could get 2 guys out of jail by using the UCC. It's next Congressman George Hansen and Irwin Schiff.
Is this Irwin Schiff?
No, I'm not Irwin Schiff, but Irwin Schiff's in jail.
Yes, you are. You don't want to get in trouble calling out of jail.
No, Irwin. I'm not Irwin Schiff. I'm Paul.
Buddy, I know Irwin Schiff, Peter Schiff's father, who's in federal prison for writing a book about the IRS.
Well,
and you sound just like him.
Well, I want to say something. Look, I fought these people, and I found out about the UCC, how they entrap you. See, all financial taxing transactions are done under the UCC, and that's how they entrap you. Once you accept that 1040 form, you're dead in the water.
Irwin, how did you get to a telephone?
You're supposed to sign on a penalty perjury that you owe the money, and they don't do it.
If you're not Irwin Schiff, I mean, you know your voice is almost identical to him, right?
Well, I don't know. You're the ones telling me that. But I called you before, Alex. But any talk about this. You could get these guys out of jail if you get enough people behind it. See, under the UCC, they entrap you.
Now, listen, it's the Federal Reserve. It's private, the income tax, it's all a fraud, that's on record, and it does show we're under financial bondage. That's how they're able to do all this. And, you know, Irwin Schiff literally wrote a book exposing it, and the judge said, don't publish it anymore. And they put him in prison for a book. And they tried to put a former Treasury agent who quit over all this, Joe Bannister, in jail, but the jury found him not guilty. That's how scary this country is. They wanted to arrest him for giving speeches. They claimed that he was aiding and abetting people in fraud to tell them that it was all actually private. But it is on record. You believe that, Catherine?
Well, anytime your own government is telling you you can't speak, I mean, the whole thing about free speech, if they had a problem with it, then they should say why it's wrong, but not arrest people.
Yeah, I mean, Irwin Schiff's been in jail. It's got to be like 15 years. I interviewed him many times. He used to be on this radio network. And, of course, his son, Peter Schiff, is very successful, manages, I think, like $5 million. But it just shows how crazy this government is. Thank you, Paul. Good point. Mike in California, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex, Dr. Albrecht. You're both truly great Americans, and thanks for keeping up the good work. I know you feel like you're banging your head against the wall sometimes, but let me tell you, we're waking up out here. Hey, Alex, former Marine, former Deputy Sheriff, I'd love to be one of your correspondents out here if you ever need it. On another note, I have a theory about what's going on at the border, and I haven't heard anybody talking about it. Thousands of these people coming across the border are aged 15 to 17 years old. What's to say so one of these terrorist organizations down south, South America, Honduras, aren't training these people to come up here, and they're waiting until they have just enough of a group up here to do one great thing.
Well, sure, of course. No, we've been saying that. You must have missed it. It's not, your theory is correct. It's not a theory. They're bringing radical Islamists across the border. They found the literature of the prayer cloths. They've apprehended them, and then they're quietly shipping them out when they do, local police and others, and when the Border Patrol can. And they're using these kids by the hundreds of thousands as mules with fake IDs and fake names to launder money, which we know the Democrats and others are heavily involved in money laundering. So absolutely. I mean, look, it just shows how out of control the system is.
You're absolutely correct, and we're in dangerous times now, and people need to wake up, and people need to start paying attention and keep their head on a 360 and make sure that they're covering themselves.
Exactly. Just because the Border Patrol has been ordered to stand down now publicly doesn't mean that sheriff's deputies can't stop criminals or police can't or citizens. And I got to say, I've been critical of Rick Perry, but I learned that he very quietly and secretly through the state police sent thousands of state police down there in the last few months. And they've been apprehending and running the records of these people that are felons that are at least in the system, and are taking them to Mexico basically themselves, and Mexico's refusing them. So the next big crisis is all these illegal felons building up that Obama's about to release again. But I'm surprised Rick Perry and the state police even did something good. That's good. I mean, Catherine?
Boy, that's probably not a topic I can say much about. I live up in New Hampshire, where we don't have the border problems of people coming down from Canada, but I know certainly it's a big deal down here, and it's a big deal for the whole country.
Well, yeah, I mean, Latin America is collapsing. I mean, Mexico is a failed state, and it's now failing into us. And
You know, I actually lived in Mexico for a year when I was 15. I was a co-host on a Mexican television show, and I'm fluent in Spanish. So back in that era,
nice.
Mexico was a very different place. And now I wouldn't go back even on vacation because it's been totally overrun by the drug lords. And, you know, it's the corruption with the police who are part of that.
And the drug war did it.
Safe. It is. Yeah.
I mean, we know the drug culture is bad. I'm not endorsing it. But at the top, they run the drug war so they can launder the money. And then it creates a criminal culture. It just, and I'm not saying legalization of hard drugs is good either, but it's better than prohibition.
Well, it's where the money is. And so the power will always go where the money is. And if they can make it illegal so that they can make more money off of it, then, you know, that's...
Oh, yeah. No. I've been involved in documentaries where the drug lords admit...
Yeah, they follow the money.
That they want it illegal. I mean, the prison companies lobby to keep it illegal.
So what do you think? What do you make of George Soros spending $80 million to legalize marijuana now?
That's one of the only good things he's ever done. And that's a PR stunt. Total PR stunt. To look like he, but the real reason is they're not really decriminalizing it. You waive your rights in these states like Michigan and Colorado and California and get put on a list, and now they come to your house whenever they want. Now they take your kids. It's a trap to institutionalize medical marijuana users, and is a way with this new super weed to basically turn people into zombies.
That's the thing. That's what I think is going on, because George Soros himself has said that he doesn't approve of pot smoking. He doesn't want his family smoking pot. He himself doesn't smoke pot. But he wants you and your family smoking pot, because the 8 hours a day, they want you cleaning up the roads and driving the buses and keeping the system going. But in your off time, they want you either playing World of Warcraft like a zombie.
No, I agree. But you don't throw somebody in. You don't throw somebody in prison for it, though.
Yeah, well, it's been obviously that's been a very powerful way to do asset forfeiture and all sorts of things.
Here's the deal. Yeah. If people want to drink Drano and kill themselves,
I'm with you. I'm a libertarian. I totally believe that you should have
the. Let me tell you, I've seen the new medical marijuana wreck people. I mean, I've known beautiful, smart women who are like wreck zombies now. I've known really smart businessmen who are zombies now.
Well, here's the thing. What does marijuana do? It mellows you out. It makes you mellow. There's a reason why we have this sort of stereotype of the laid-back pothead, because they're not the kind of people who are going to take a picket sign and go and actually make some change. They're not the kind of people who are going to... I mean, some of them do, don't get me wrong, but... As a whole, if you took the entire American population and had them all smoking pot every night, it would be like Soma from Brave New World. It just mellows people.
Well, here's the deal. They're coming out.
Right back.
I'm confirmed. This is a big story we're working on. They've already got the GMO strains that are being privately done in labs.
Yeah, that's going to be scary.
This is not marijuana.
The genome of it, absolutely. And the second piece of that is all the video games that are so incredibly addictive. Those they've actually taken psychological insights that have been developed over decades and incorporated them up. Addiction.
Oh yeah, who's that expert lady on you have? I want to tell the guys her name. I want to get her on the one about the addiction.
I've had a couple on talking about
addiction. I know so many women who are leaving their husbands because they just want to play video games all day.
Yeah, yeah, and
they'll always say, you know, somebody you know that's a video game head, they'll go, hey, it's my life. Not a problem with it. And I'm like, hey, I'm just telling you, it was developed by DARPA to literally turn you into a zombie. Yeah, so, okay.
Well, and what happens is that, you know, you look at all the mass shooters, and they were all heavy video game players, because you're developing a skill. And when you develop a skill, I mean, if I were taking guitar lessons, I'd want to get up on a stage and play guitar. So if I'm playing these games all day long and learning how to kill, at some point, that's a skill you've developed, and there's a certain percentage of people that go, why am I just wasting my time practicing this skill here when I can go out and actually do it? And so
Yeah, it's like dad giving you a Playboy when you're 14.
Well, I don't know about that.
But you know, no, I'm joking. No, but the whole point is, I was talking about Joe Kennedy's senior.
Make me blush here.
Did that with us. It's a joke. It's a joke. The point is that they're basically, well, they had studies that proved that the DARE program, we're going to skip this network break into one more segment. They had studies out there that death education in schools caused more suicide. Like, don't commit suicide. Here's how to do it. 2020 even admitted a doubling and tripling of suicide. The DARE program taught kids how to use drugs.
Yeah, no, it's the focus on this stuff. And I how many ways can they get us to zone out? They don't care if you're angry. They don't care if you know They care if you do something about it. That's really the key. And so people need to understand, you can be as informed as you want, but if you're sitting around, you know, like a stoner talking to your buddies over, you know, over a beer instead of actually signing petitions and making changes and going out there.
Well, that's what I tell my crew. They're incredibly active. They do a great job. We can all do better, myself included. I'll hear these great discussions of story ideas and things that are going on in the coffee room or in, but it 90% of the time it's between them and never goes anywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, the universe is out there. We got to get this going outside of here. We got to have a public discussion about this and then put it into action.
Yeah, that's why I'm not a big fan of pot smoking. I think it should be legal because I'm a libertarian and I don't think the government should use guns and tanks to tell you what to
do. I agree.
But as a personal choice, it's probably not the best one if you want to actually have an impact on the world.
But see, it's a cult too. Because then I've been in all these films about decriminalization and stuff, and then people go, man, why don't you think it's a good culture then?
$80 million that George Soros spent to fund the grassroots organizations to build up this kind of motion around it, this kind of...
By the way, let's talk about who he is. He's really a Rothschild front on record. That's even come out in the British news. The Rothschild sued over it, lost the lawsuit. And the judge said, wow, this lawsuit basically proves you're like evil masterminds. And Soros is their front man. A Nazi collaborator they hired for bizarre reasons to run things. He's given DARPA intel. Everything he does is key. Arab Spring, he's behind the open borders right now to collapse things. He brags he's behind the Ukraine takeover. I mean, this guy is literally like a James Bond supervillain. So you're right. Why is he behind legalizing the weed?
$80 million. Think about how much money that is. What could you do with $80
million? Well, I'll tell you.
Make the country a better place.
No. They promote it, make it acceptable to get more people on it, make it more available. So I was for decriminalization. Now I realize with their HUMET super science systems, they went above that and are making an institutional with weapons-grade pot to then make it acceptable, put it in stores everywhere, and literally zombo everybody.
Zombify the whole country. And have us, once again, it's back to what I was saying earlier, it's the get you to embrace your chains. If they said, hey, everybody, you're going to have to take a Soma pill after you get off work that's going to zone you out for 6-7 hours a night so you don't mess with us, we'd be up in arms. But if they say, hey, we're going to do what you want. We're going to, you know, don't throw me in the briar patch. We're going to give you what you want reluctantly, but we'll give it to you and we'll let you smoke pot all night long. How do we win with that? How do we?
And again, that doesn't mean there aren't people like George Washington. They called it toothache weed or stomach ache weed because most of it was hemp. You know, they called that like shale or rope hemp, but they had the toothache hemp and call it weed. And the apothecaries would say, for your stomach, take this, you know, for your tooth hurting, smoke this. So, but that was probably 50 times not as strong.
Exactly. And when you GMO modify this stuff, there's no telling what they could do to it. I mean, you could smoke this stuff and never come back. I don't know. I don't know what's coming.
Well, see, that's why they're promoting it now. And so we have to understand the old police state model's bad, but the new model's bad, too. And see, people think, no, it's one or the other. Alex, why are you against marijuana, you police state thug? What is your problem? I'm like, I'm not for Putin, and I'm not for Obama. No, you're for Putin, or you're for Obama. You've got to choose a side. No. You've got to see all of it.
Dichotomy.
It's artificial.
It's like the Republican or Democrat. And the reality is neither side is your friend. They're both going to take away your freedoms.
Exactly.
There is no left and right. There's just freedom and control, and those guys are on the control side. So these artificial – I mean, think about Republican, Democrat. Who came up with the idea that it is okay to kill a baby but not okay to go to war?
Well, listen, here's an example.
That it's okay to go to war but you can't kill a baby. I mean, it's not okay to kill, period.
Exactly.
I'm not up for that.
Well, it's not good to murder in cold blood. It's good to defend yourself.
Yeah.
Expanding on that, and then we'll take a few final calls. I'm sorry, folks. This is an interesting conversation. I'm literally like police that they have go smoke marijuana to see what it's really like so they can recognize it. I will smoke it maybe once a year. And it's also varied. Sometimes I smoke medical-grade marijuana that actually hypes you up and you can really think well, but only a few times. Almost all of what's out there, because I'll be at a park and you know, 20-year-olds are smoking pot, and I'll say, let me have a hit off that, just randomly once a year. I've smoked pot that teenagers are smoking on the street and literally can't think a day later off one hit. That's how strong this stuff is. And I mean hating it. Hating it the next day that I can't think.
So,
I mean, it's powerful.
So you take your population and you make sure that 9 to 5, they sweep the roads. Make sure that 9 to 5, they do the basic things to keep a nice world for the pond scum to live in. But then you want them knocked out. You want them out of the game for the rest of the time. So I don't know. Your mileage may vary. I say everybody do your own thing. Not really my business, but take a look at the people you know who are heavy pot smokers, and chances are pretty good that they're not out there making social change in the world.
Well, some people can smoke a little bit of it who are high strung, from what I've read and talked to folks, and they're moderate about it. It's not that bad. You know, it's like people have a few glasses of wine.
It's like a video game. If you're playing World of Warcraft 16 hours a day for 7 days a week, then you're going to lose your marriage, you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose everything, and you're going to be living in your mother's basement, you know, weighing 300 pounds. But if you play, if you can play a video game a couple hours a week, it's not a big deal.
Hey, listen, in my house, I have one of those master consoles that costs a couple $1,000. It has like 30 old-fashioned video games on it. And maybe when friends come over once a month, we'll go up for 30 minutes and just as a nostalgia, you know, it's more of a novelty.
Like, you have time to play video games, Alex. Seriously.
Well, it's good to have a distraction sometimes. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we all
play Missile Command, play Pac-Man.
But don't take a break by shooting heroin. Don't take a break with things that we know are addictive, that are specifically developed to be maximally addictive. They took research from looking at gamblers in Vegas, which they used to make things more addictive to you, and they incorporated all of those things into these video games.
And into fast food? And people that are the chemicals, people that are enslaved to this, literally will think we're telling them what to do. But hey, I eat too much. You know, there's been times when I've drank too much, whatever. I mean, we all need to help each other.
But know when you're being manipulated into thinking that you're getting something wonderful, thinking that you're getting more freedom, like the cell phone, and instead be getting less freedom. Because it's no longer the guns and tanks pointed at you, forcing you to do these things. Now they get you to think that it was your idea in the first place.
I lost my cell phone 3 days ago. And I got to tell you, I'm not missing it. I got to go get it turned off or something, but I got a backup over there. But, I mean, I know it's an enemy weapon, a Trojan horse given to me. I use it for YouTube videos and things, but I don't.
It's just like the video games. Use it in moderation. Use it.
Well, I only use it because it's a powerful weapon, and I literally, when I want to have a private conversation, it goes out of the room. Let's go to Chris. Chris in Nevada, I apologize. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, not a problem, Alex. What a fantastic pleasure to be on with two of the top truth advocates on GCN Live, broadcasting truth in the empire of lies.
Wow, that guy's doing a liner for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, well, it is a distinct pleasure. You know, Catherine, you being from Harvard, you probably are familiar with the Joseph Goebbels and Edwin Bernays tell a lie often enough, and they'll begin to believe it's the truth.
Yes.
It works. And even if you don't believe it, tell people that everybody else believes it. And then you'll think that resistance is futile and there's no point fighting back, which is why the Defense Department is involved in that kind of research, to make sure that they can manipulate the Internet so you believe you're alone. It's all part of the...
But I'll tell you, I've seen PSYOP meetings on C-SPAN where they have the PSYOPs division and they're on television saying they're going to stop lying to us. Everybody looked completely depressed and freaked out because it was the public rollout.
Lying to us.
It was the public rollout of total lying. Them saying, we're going to be in your neighborhood now, we promise to stop lying. It was, we admit that you don't trust us, now you can trust us, just so you lower your shield and they can stab you.
Yeah. No, I anytime their lips are moving, I'm suspicious.
Well, God bless you, sir. I'm going to try to jam in one more. Do you have anything else, Chris?
Well, I did want to say that Stalin always says that the best way to control the opposition is to be the opposition. And I think that's what precisely we're seeing with this Ukraine thing, and also with the over-the-border thing, with the organizer-in-chief.
Absolutely. They create the crisis, offer the solution. Great points. Let's go ahead and talk to Clinton, Michigan. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks, Alex, for having me.
You bet, brother.
I just wanted to say, you know, I have a smartphone, I have a computer and stuff, but I look at all this stuff out there, and it scares me, the new technology, all the stuff they can do. And I'm a store manager for a convenience store, and I got all these people coming in, and you wouldn't believe how many people on a daily basis, as they're stumbling around for their credit cards or their keys, they're like, man, I wish I just had a barcode on my arm that I could just scan. And
I know. That's something I hear it in line all the time now, and I meant to do a video about it. I always want to catch it on video, you know, with my little smart devil that I'm carrying, but never can, where it's like, I just wish I had a chip. I just wish I had something in me. I just don't want to do anything. And, you know, don't worry, the big Omni computer will run your whole life. Well, so you can just wander around the store.
Even the Bible says that people are going to, when the beast comes, they're going to say, oh, how fabulous. This is amazing.
They'll be putting brain chips in people at the church.
They'll be going for this. They'll be seeking it out. It's not going to come in with guns and tanks. They will, believe me, they will come in with guns and tanks for those of us who resist it. But that's going to be a very, very small margin.
We're in the final phase. Well, no, I mean, Kurzweil and all of them have said, you're like a bug. We'll just sit on you. Yeah. Like you know, at first you'll be in reservations for not taking the chips, and then we're going to come into those reservations, those ghettos. Sir, anything else about hearing folks say they want a barcode?
I just want to say, too, that my wife was battling with maybe having possible breast cancer. She had a tumor, and she, too, lost her insurance.
Her Obamacare?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where some ship goes down and you'd be used for the
used to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, is that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And ladies and gentlemen, we seek the truth here on this broadcast. David Knight, with his analysis, host of InfoWars Nightly News, is with us. Paul Watson joins us from London, England. And he's been following this throughout the night and this morning, not even sleeping. It was first basically pointed out by the German media, then picked up by Zero Hedge, and now CBS News is saying, why was plane flying over war zone when all other air traffic for months has been directed out of the area? This was the sole plane directed on its flight plan, the Malaysian doomed flight. So the big issue, and it's finally starting to get some traction, which is good, it can stop a larger war, is why was it directed over the war zone? It isn't even about who shot it down. And then there's this kind of rah-rah, Ford versus Chevy, Coke versus Pepsi, Redskins versus the Cowboys idea that I see in the comments on YouTube and InfoWars.com going, come on, traitors, get behind a war. Let's have war with Russia. Let's have a war. Hey, they got nuclear weapons, folks. All these Arab countries, whether you love Israel or hate Israel or neutral, that say we're going to push you into the sea and blow you up. Israel's got 800 nuclear weapons. You're not going to do anything. Same thing with Russia. You know what my interests are? The truth and my kids not being in a nuclear war. Or gas prices not being $5 a gallon. They're racing up right now. Or Christians and innocent Muslims being murdered by Al-Qaeda and ISIS everywhere. Or Saudi Arabia caught red-handed launching chemical attacks on Assad to blame it on him. That came out mainstream news after we broke it and WorldNet Daily broke it and DrudgeReport.com carried our stories. It came out later, months later, that that indeed happened. But no one remembers it because the admission is in the back of the paper. Oh, BBC. Yeah, that was, you know, Saudi Arabia and Turkey and NATO staged 3 chemical attacks. The UN even admitted it. I mean, that's bombshell. So, of course, I look at this and say, is NATO involved? But I got to tell you, NATO may not have been involved in the way we think. It's kind of like telling a 2-year-old, go play in traffic. Did you kill the 2-year-old? No, you told him. It's like a Yosemite Sam episode that's politically incorrect, so it's been banned off TV. It used to be on YouTube, where he goes and marries a rich widow, but he doesn't know she's got this giant son who he's got to take care of and carry around on his back. It's called X Marks the Spot. And he sits there and goes, now go play fetch. And he throws the ball out in the street, you know, so the giant 2-year-old can go out and get run over. But instead, it's Yosemite Sam that gets run over, and he has him, you know, jump in a pool full of alligators. You'll go swimming. Wentworth. Okay, Daddy. And that's basically it. They know the Malaysian airline doesn't know. It just gets directed by the NATO-run FAA system. FAA's over there over NATO. And they just run him right into there. Or they could have changed the transponder, anything. Bottom line, what do police look at in all criminology developed in England 300 years ago? Scotland Yard, the model of modern policing. You look at who stands to gain the motive. Then you look at the means. You look at the capacity to be able to actually carry it out. Then you look for the evidence of who the most likely suspect is. And surprise, surprise, to quote Gomer Pyle, to Sarge, 9 times out of 10, it's who has the motive. That's all I'm saying. And there's a good chance the Russians actually shot this down. Because they said a week ago, all right, you killed thousands of people the last week. Ukraine brags they did it. You're blowing up whole cities. You're bombing schoolyards. You're blowing up churches. We're going to have targeted responses to it. And they went, really? We're going to start directing airlines right over the zone. Who is to blame? And again, if Russia, it turns out, premeditatedly wanted to shoot down a jet airliner so that Putin looked really bad, and so Russia got sanctions put on them, so that they can have World War III, I will decry Russia. But you're like, that doesn't make any sense. Why would they? Exactly, ladies and gentlemen. Exactly. They don't have a motive. Now, in the next hour, we do have Sorbo coming on for 10 minutes to talk about his film, which is very interesting. You know, he was the guy that played Hercules and the rest of it. Very interesting new Liberty film he's in. But then after that, it's going to be open phones. Open phones right through that hour to give us your take on this. And then Catherine Albrecht is set to be in studio with us. We'll cover the waterfront with her. But David Knight, we're going to go to you in a moment with the proof of what I was just saying, with the FAA announcements directing U.S. aircraft not to go anywhere in the Crimea. But we also have a European advisory from over a month ago. So we're not just going to say that. We're going to prove it. Because even CBS is like, why were they flying there? No. That's part of the question. The big enchilada is, why were they told to fly over it when the directive to everyone else was, for months, don't do it? See, they don't want you looking at that. And I'll get the emails and the comments. Why do you like Putin? Never been to Russia. I don't have any Slavic blood. I'd be proud of it if I was. Very smart, you know, engineers, smart people. I mean, you know, great classical music, and very interesting culture. I don't have any Slavic blood in me that I know of. Okay, folks? But here's the deal. I don't want to have World War III with them. I just don't know how to explain that to you. I guess it's I'm an extremist. I'm a bad person. I don't like George Soros bragging a month ago that he ran the whole operation and putting Nazis in to overthrow things. So people are like, but Putin's bad. Whatever. I'm sure Gaddafi wasn't good either. Is Al-Qaeda better? No, they're 10 times worse. The globalists are the ones on the march, folks. So I'm on the march trying to foil destabilization of our world. Because I want prosperity. I don't want Cloward and Pippin. I don't want Agenda 21. I'm sorry. I called the guys in and I'm ranting. Paul Watson joining us from England. I know you're going to be writing an article soon that no one's picked up on that David Knight pointed out. Ukraine already shot down a passenger liner. But none of this has gotten any coverage. It was years ago, but when they did it, it didn't try to start World War III. And back then, it was a Western-backed government. But Paul Watson, what do you have for us, joining us from London?
Well, that's right, Alex. I mean, you look at the history. 2001, Ukraine admitted it shot down a Russian airliner, killed 78 people. But, you know, you can go back even further. I mean, which country has planned to shoot down commercial airliners to blame on other countries to start wars? 1962 Operation Northwoods, quote, it is possible to create an incident which will demonstrate convincingly that a Cuban aircraft has attacked and shot down a chartered civil airliner en route from the United States. So they planned it then. 2003 Downing Street memo, the U.S. had a plan to paint up a U.S. military plane in U.N. colors, fly it over Iraq, get Iraq to shoot it down as a pretext for the invasion of Iraq. And as he said, 2001, Ukraine admitted that it shot down this Russian airliner. So the history proves that the only people who have actually plotted to do this as a casus belli, as a false flag to start a war, is the United States and NATO. As you were talking about before, July 8th, 10 days ago, Ukraine State Aviation Service banned all flights over this very same region, rerouted them around the region. In the previous 10 days to this incident, Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 avoided this very area. The one day it didn't was yesterday, and the maps are in the video that's on Infowars.com that I put out this morning.
Oh, my gosh, print that. I had forgotten about the 2006 February 2nd article where Bush and Blair planned to get a U.S. aircraft or U.N. aircraft shot down to blame Saddam or to blame others. I mean, they've done this over and over again. Bush-Blair 2003 Iraq memo, they wanted to get, again, a U-2 spy plane shot down in U.N. colors as a pretext for invasion. We got to go with the headline, U.S. plan to to use aircraft shoot down to start war. I mean, it's just they just do it over and over again, Paul. But we're not, according to the Boston Globe, we're not supposed to question anything. We're just supposed to believe whatever they say.
Well, they always try and seize the narrative immediately, the mainstream media, and then anybody else that has any speculation whatsoever, they're bad, they're evil. Another aspect which is interesting is there were panicked tweets from this civil aviation, this air controller who was in the tower at Kiev Borispol Airport when this incident went down. And he claimed, again, this is not confirmed, but he said 3 minutes before the radar tower lost contact with the Malaysian Airlines plane, it had Ukrainian fighter jets surrounding it. He says that Kiev shot it down. He said there were people, Kiev authorities immediately rushed up to the control tower, basically threatened them all, told them to shut up. He was panicking, tweeting all this out. Of course, his Twitter account's been shut down. But he was in the actual control tower saying, this is Kiev that shot the plane down. They're threatening us. And then he went,
and who controls Twitter but the CIA and the State Department on record with the Library of Congress? And notice they were in the headline Monday saying, we don't want to let ISIS be kicked off Twitter. Let them recruit on there. So ISIS, with all these heat-seeking missiles, is allowed to be on Twitter. But the people in Ukraine who are reporting what happened, they're not allowed to be.
And the other issue, Alex, is USA's evidence points to pro-Russia separatists in destruction of Malaysian plane. It's New York Times headline. So now they're saying that these rebels had access to the Buk missile system, which is the only missile system in that region that could have shot down this plane. That's not what Ukraine's prosecutor general said immediately after the incident, according to the BBC. The military, the Ukrainian military, told the president after the passenger plane had been shot down that the terrorists did not possess our Buk missile systems. So this whole premise is based around the notion that these separatists had access to this sophisticated radar missile system. Ukraine's own prosecutor general said today the military told the president, the Ukrainian president, the separatists did not have access to this missile.
And let's expand on that. Only the Russian government had it and the Ukraine government had it back when they were Russian allies. But similar surface-to-air SAMs that go above 30,000 feet have been around since the 50s and in the U.S. and in Russia. And it's just a fact that our fighter pilots in Vietnam dealt with this from 64 on, and that these weapon systems have been sold to everybody. I mean, every major state has these. So to claim that only Russia had this, and so it must be Russia, is just pure bull. The fact that Russia has had a denial, but I don't think a strong enough denial, makes me think they might have been fooled into shooting it down. I'm not saying that, because I don't think we know enough yet. But the fact that they were not allowed to fly through that area under European FAA and EU controls, and now this lone aircraft did, and this comes on the heels of the escalation, I think it's very suspicious. Well, I'm going to come back to you, Paul Watson. I know you've got more, but this is really big. Let's detail the actual sources on this from the EU and the FAA on the bans that took place in the last few months in that sector where this plane was directed to fly.
Alex, the FAA put out a statement, a press release today, reminding people that back on April 3rd, and we covered this last night in the nightly news. I mean, we already knew this. We covered it last night, but they reinforced it today, saying back on April 3rd, the FAA issued a notice to airmen. And what that notice is, I've got the notice right here. It is a special federal aviation regulation prohibiting all aircraft, U.S. aircraft, U.S. commercial operators from entering that space, anybody that has a certificate issued by the FAA, and all operators of any U.S. registered aircraft. The only exceptions they give, of course, are to U.S. government-sponsored operations and activities. But basically, this is a blanket prohibition. And at the same time, the U.N. did the same thing through the International Civil Aviation Organization. On April 3rd, they also warned all airlines to avoid that area. Now, we covered this last night, and one of the things, as you guys were just talking about, the Buk missile.
And by the way, it was an order. I mean, you lose your license if you fly over where they say. My dad's a pilot.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd be coming up against huge, deadly storms. He'd have to land at some airfield because he couldn't go around the storm and couldn't fly over a military base.
Right.
I mean, you don't fly over these designated areas.
That's right. It's a regulation. It's a prohibition. Now, one of the things we're talking about, this missile system, remember that back in October 2001, when the Ukrainian government actually did shoot down an airliner, they said it was by mistake because they were having naval operations, very similar, actually, to TWA Flight 800, what people believe happened with that. And even though we covered this last night, even though there were over 750 eyewitnesses to that attack, including pilots, people on the ground, said they saw a missile, the CIA and the FBI went around and confiscated all that information. Well, it was about a year ago that this all surfaced on the news because that documentary came out about that. And actually, Anderson Cooper on CNN had said, you know, this is the 1 year, this is the anniversary. It's actually, it was in 1996, but it was on July 17th that the TWA Flight 800 was shot down. He said that, and then he had to do a retraction. So we played that retraction. Said, no, I didn't mean to say it was shot down. Actually, the fuel tank blew up, and that caused it to blow up.
And by the way, mainline reporters snuck in, tested it. It was hit by continuous rod warhead. A general partner who developed the weapon said on my show back at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's well known that that aircraft was blown up during a naval drill.
Yeah.
And they had over 1,000 men and women on helicopters and ships who they had to gag in the military.
Yes.
It was a multi, it wasn't just Navy involved, who saw multiple missile trails.
Yes, yes.
I mean, they blew the plane up in front of thousands.
And you've got national traffic safety investigators said that they were lied to by the FBI. You got others who said that they got evidence that there were explosives.
But you're not supposed to question that.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't matter if the people on the ships and the helicopters all saw it. It doesn't matter if General Parton said that, you know, they saw the photos of the reconstructed plane. It was he could see where the missile hit.
Yes. Yes. But that was done with a different kind of missile. They don't need to have a Buk missile. That was done with an SS-20.
No. Only Buk missiles.
Yeah.
Only Buk missiles.
It was all about that on CNN. They kept showing all the stats about it. All. Yeah.
Only Russia can shoot down aircraft.
That's right.
No one else. No one. Not England, not France, not the U.S., not Japan, not China, not South Africa, not Al-Qaeda. Only Russia can shoot down aircraft, or you're a traitor, David.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
We're live as the world goes into deepening globalist orchestrated crises. Under international law and common law, Western-backed globalists overthrew Ukraine, triggering this crisis, and are behind the shoot-down of the aircraft one way or another because it wasn't a war zone, and they directed the aircraft into the area. That's just a fact. Those of you that want to blame Russia, who's not the aggressor in all of this, didn't start the fight, you are fools, being played by George Soros, Obama, the globalist, the UN. Please remember, this hour is brought to you by all the great products we carry at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's pro-gun, Made in America t-shirts, or the very best proprietary nascent iodine and other supplements like Inner Food, you name it, they're all available at InfoWarsLife.com. And I am taking my noontime dose right now of the proprietary nascent iodine from Survival Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. And it has been life-changing for myself and my family and so many others I've talked to. The Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, all of it is the purest, most powerful supplements that you're going to find anywhere. No expenses spared and bring you the highest quality. I want to thank you all that have checked out InfoWarsLife.com and gotten the products and taken the challenge. You can also call toll-free if you haven't yet, or if you'd like to reorder, 888-253-3139. And we're running some specials right now. Now, I want to go to this clip before we go back to Paul Watson and David Knight. This is John Busey today on Fox News with from the Wall Street Journal managing editor on Fox, saying Americans will thank the NSA now because they record all the phone calls. I thought that wasn't the case. And they'll find out who really did this. You mean plant whatever they want? I mean, they plant DNA on people all the time. DNA isn't proof of jack diddly squat when the system's run by evil people. So here's the Orwellian clip of now the omnipresent state will solve everything for you. The people caught staging the chemical attacks in Syria and saying only the Syrians had these chemicals, and it turned out it was Saudi Arabia. Let's go to this clip.
That's the latest data points. At the end of the day, this is a time where the citizens around the world are going to be very happy for the NSA because they're going to be scarfing up these telephone calls. They're going to be able to analyze this data. They'll be able to determine, most likely, some of the communications that went on after the crash happened, which will probably clarify the picture in the days to come.
They're going to be scarfing it up. How do they do that? No. They record it live. Basically everything. Okay? All right, let's just get that straight. Paul Watson, other points. We got one more segment with you and David Knight coming up, but other points you haven't gotten to yet with your cutting-edge analysis at PrisonPlanet.com.
Well, just to put it into context, this incident occurred literally 2 days after Putin and the rest of the BRICS countries announced basically the birth of this alternative to the IMF and the World Bank, this anti-dollar alliance, which directly threatens the unipolar world led by the US and NATO, the New World Order. It also arrives a day after, literally 24 hours after, the Ukrainian forces in that very region were absolutely getting their hind end kicked by these separatist rebels, suffering huge heavy casualties. Then they have this convenient incident. And of course, the sanctions against Russia have been a complete failure. The Russian stock market has skyrocketed in recent weeks as the US stock market has tailed off. So in terms of cui bono, I mean, all the motivation, all the momentum was going towards Russia getting the upper hand, the separatists getting the upper hand in this conflict with Ukraine, and then this happens.
And for those that don't know Latin, cui bono means who stands to gain, motive. Absolutely key. David Knight, I don't even have other points. What's coming up in the next segment?
Well, Alex, I was really amazed at how the mainstream media was pushing these conspiracy theories immediately. Immediately they knew.
Within minutes the Russians did it.
Absolutely. They knew the missile. They knew that only the...
We're going to come right back and talk about it. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Your new home for ManCow. GCN.